Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Ike, and today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016, and I'm doing a special Thanksgiving special. That sounds funny. I said special twice. I'm doing a special show for Thanksgiving for everybody. You know, it's been a while since I've been on the radio, and I realized that, you know, I really do love doing these shows, and I know that they do bring a lot of joy and blessings to people, so I'm grateful to be here with you doing this show. If you are new to the show, just a little bit about myself. I am an angel intuitive. I am also a certified angel card reader. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm a spiritual healer. And I also like to refer to myself as an ascension guide because I do feel like part of my purpose is here to anchor in the new frequencies and to guide you and help you. So I'm really looking forward to taking your calls today. Now, the theme of the show for today is about gratitude, and when I get to the calls later, I will ask you to share anything you like, something that you're grateful for, something that brings you joy, and just to add to the big cauldron, so to speak, the big pot of things that bring us joy, that bring us happiness. I think we spend a lot of time habitually anyways. It's not our natural state, but I think habitually we've been trained to focus on the negative, to focus on what's missing, to focus on what's wrong, you know, and by coming together at this space, we can really just create positive energy. We can focus on the joy, focus on the things that bring us happiness, and that's why I love this time of year so much. Thanksgiving is that time. Thanksgiving is really that time in America where we get together and we just focus on gratitude and we celebrate each other's companies. Sometimes, you know, I know some families don't always get along, but that there's always that sense of, even though we don't necessarily agree on things, we can come together and share this space. And I think that's important because some of the energy in the planet right now, you know, there's some disagreements, there's things that can seem harsh, and when we realize that beneath the surface we're all one and then we can move past that, so that's just something to share. So I'm actually going to be working with some oracle cards today when I take my calls, and I'm also going to just be sharing whatever messages come through from the divine. And at the end of the show, we will be doing a meditation to clear fears, and I wanted to share with you the words that actually came into my mind. If you read the description of the show, it actually says there will be a guided meditation to center us all and reboot the supercomputers within our hearts as well as the heart of humanity. Those really were interesting words to me, and I want to just share what I mean by that, because if you're like me, the past couple of weeks have been really, really challenging, especially when we in America, well, not just in America, but it could be everywhere, because the election really brought about a lot of fear and a lot of negative energy. And the sensitive people like me, and like you might be a sensitive one as well, it's sort of like we shut down a little bit. Like it's like our frequency just dropped. And the reason why I talked about a computer, because you know what happens when you reboot your computer and you're turning it on and you're waiting for all your programs to boot up and it's just like really, really slow and it's taking a while for it to get going. I feel like that's what happened. I feel like there was like this reboot, so to speak, and everything just kind of like shut down for a minute, and now it's like coming back up and like coming back online, so to speak. And there was this sense of slowing down, this sense of getting low in our energy, but we're bringing our energy back up. And it's also a reminder that we can focus on whatever we want to focus on. We can choose to stay focused in that space of, you know, negativity or fear, or we can raise up our energy, raise up our thoughts, and focus on good things. And that's why, again, Thanksgiving is a perfect time to do that. I want to share with you what I'm grateful for. because we're talking about gratitude, you know what? I'm grateful, first of all, for you. I'm grateful for you sharing the space with me. I'm grateful for us coming together this time for just remembering who we truly are, because beneath the surface, all is love. And it's easy to forget that. It's easy to forget that we come from that place of love. Despite what's coming out, going on around us, the inner part of us never fades away. It's like an inner candle that's just burning within, and you are the light in the darkness. You are the one that can light the way for yourself and for others. And in these coming days and weeks and months ahead, it's going to be ever important for you to stay in connection with that. And I also feel like it's important for us to stay in connection with each other. And maybe not you and I specifically, but just with the people that you care about, the people that you love, and especially reaching out to those who, you know, aren't as aware, who might need assistance, or who might need a smile. It doesn't have to be a spiritual healing. It could be just a helpful hand, a smile, a handshake, whatever it is that you feel guided to do, go with that. Go with that, okay? So I'm grateful for you, of course. I'm also grateful, some of you know that I'm a high school teacher. I'm grateful for the many blessings that my students bring to me each day, just to be able to share with the young people, the youth, to help them to grow and to bring forth the new energy onto this planet. It's something that I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful for my family. And I'm grateful for some of you. You guys are probably laugh here, but I'm grateful that the Cubs won the World Series. Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm from Chicago, and I know we're talking about gratitude. I'm grateful for that, you know, for a few reasons. Because, well, it's been 108 years, but also because the city of Chicago, where I'm from, Chicago really kind of had this, well, there's always this sort of sense of violent things going on. You know, there's a lot of things happening right now. And there was a big spark of positive energy. And there was 5 million people that gathered for the celebration, and it was such a positive thing. And I'm grateful for that, because it happened right before the election when people's energy kind of dropped down, and it was just a spark of positivity, and I'm really grateful for that. And just want to share that with you, okay? There's many, many things to be grateful for. You know, like I could go on, and I think we sometimes focus on the big things, you know, our career, money, but it's also think about, like, the little things. You know, just the fact that you're alive. You can see, you can breathe, you know, you can touch, you can taste. There's just so many little things that we take for granted each day. And I know many spiritual teachers talk about just walking in this ever state of gratitude. And just when you wake up, that's the first thing you do. That's not something that everybody practices, but that's something that could be a good practice for you to begin. First thing you wake up, just say something that you're grateful for. Maybe you just, whatever, the first thing you think of. You know, and that could be something that you could share with others, help them. And also thinking about the random acts of kindness. You know, I talked about this on my Facebook page, but, you know, when you're at Starbucks, for example, you're buying coffee, pay for the person behind you. You know, just say, you know what, I'm going to pay for their coffee. Or when you're at the toll booth, you know, you pay for the person behind you. And just those little things. And just imagine, like, if that person's having a bad day and they're just there and they're like, wow, someone paid for my coffee or someone paid for my toll. And that's just something that could, little things go a long way. So just something to consider. So I want to say, too, I do feel like there's a lot of sadness. I know a lot of people are afraid right now, and that's why we're going to do that meditation at the end of the show. But I want to bring your attention to something that happened in 2011. You know, we know 9/11. And the angels are showing me this for a reason, okay? If you think about exactly where you were and what happened, imagine, remember how paralyzed you were with fear when that was going on? And, you know, they kept showing on TV the planes, like, over and over again, just crashing into the towers, and it just was like this repetitive, nonstop thing. And for a while, we were kind of paralyzed with fear, what's going to happen? And we made it through it. And it brought out this surge of patriotism. It really did. It brought a sense of coming together. And it's interesting because now, you know, I know this year the memorial for 9/11 just opened up. And I think that that's something to remember, that we were in a dark time and we made it through that. And there's a divine reason for things. We don't really understand it from a human perspective, but there is a reason for things. And if you're feeling helpless right now, I want you to know that there is a reason, and you do have assistance right with you right at this very moment. We all have guardian angels that are with us, and they walk with us every single moment, and we are never separated from the source, despite the fact that we might believe that sometimes, or we might feel like we are. We might feel like, in fact, a lot of us might feel like we're dropped off on this planet, like, why am I here? What is this all about? You know, and we signed up to be here at this moment to create something new, to create a new world, to create a new space. And sometimes we have to be smacked in the face with the things that we don't want. We have to be smacked in the face with the things, the reality of the things that we don't want to see. And there's a lot of fear that's coming up to the surface right now, but it's going to be released. It's being released. Because we live sometimes in this bubble where we think that, you know, things are going great and the world's going on this path, and then it's like a smack wake-up call, like, whoa, there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of things that need to be cleared. That's what's happening right now. And there's a wake-up call that's happening for all of humanity. And it's not to be afraid. It's almost like the phrase that pops into my head is, see the darkness, but fear it not, because you are the light. And you can, as much as we want to think, you know, the darkness can, like, overpower us, it's our own fear that overpowers us, because everything is love, everything. And each person, you, I, the lowest of the lowest, the highest of the high, we're all one, we're all connected. And remembering that can help us through these times. So just something to think about. I see Archangel Raphael popping his head in, which tells me there's a lot of healing that's being done and a lot of healing that's being requested. So I'm acknowledging that to my listeners that are calling in, and they want me to tell you that, you know, as you're sitting with your meal tomorrow in America, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving, place your hands, or your, if you don't have to place your hands over your food if you don't want to, but put your intention into the food, that when you eat that food, that it will bring healing into your body and it will spread out through your existence and bubble up through your cells. That's something that they want me to tell you. And I know we like to partake in alcoholic beverages, but they're telling me to tell you, especially at this time, to really limit ourselves, you know, like not a judgment by any means, but just acknowledging the fact that, you know, sometimes we overindulge in that because it sort of numbs ourselves, and they're just reminding me to tell you to take it easy with that, because you want to keep your energy at a high vibration. Okay. And they're also telling me to tell you to balance your chakras. And someone out there is really going to benefit from a rose quartz. But for whatever reason, rose quartz is really good for emotional healing. And it's very inexpensive if you get, you know, a small piece of it. If you get, like, pure rose quartz, it can be expensive. But, you know, you can just get a little, like, a little heart or a little, just a little, like those little stones that you can keep in your pocket. They're very inexpensive. And just putting it around your house, they're telling me, and also, like, in your garden for some reason. I don't know. That's going to help your plants grow. This is just for somebody who's listening. And I also, because Archangel Raphael was peeking his head in, I want to pull a message of healing for all of us. And I have this deck of cards that I work with from Doreen Virtue called Archangel Raphael Oracle Cards. And they're all about healing. And this is going to be a message for all of us that are listening right now. And my question is, what do we need to know right now from Archangel Raphael? And we're going to draw a card and see what card comes through. Okay, this one's sticking to my hand. Okay, so it's interesting. The card that comes through, it's about Jesus. Jesus is a divine healer. So healing, again, Archangel Raphael, but this is Jesus. And I feel like a lot of us have been reaching out to Jesus. And I was thinking about this earlier today, you know, like, We think, in a Christian faith, we think, oh, Jesus the Savior. You know, and I really thought about this, and I want you to take this with a grain of salt, because there's no one that's going to save us outside from ourselves. That doesn't mean that divine help isn't available for us. It doesn't mean we're not, that we can't reach out. But we are given tools. We are given teachings. It's up to us to really take these tools, take these teachings, take the help that's given to us to lift ourselves up. Otherwise, we're victims, and we're never victims, because we are co-creators with the divine, and we can create anything that we wish. The question, I guess, is, have you been enjoying your creation? Have you been creating what you desire? Have you been creating the the life of your dreams, or have you been focusing on lack, limitation, worry, stress, and all these things? Because exactly what you focus on is what will be made manifest. And that is also true for the future of our planet, the future of our country, the future of our nation. Whatever it is that we focus on will be made manifest. So a little bit more, too, about the Jesus card. You know, as I look in the guidebook, because sometimes I like to look in the guidebook, I trust my own intuition, but according to the guidebook, too, for this, this is really also about focusing on faith and having faith in the miracles that you've been asking for assistance. So you've been asking for help, you've been asking for assistance, you've been asking the angels, you've been asking your guides, Jesus, whatever it is that you believe in. And this is saying to put your mind at peace and listen to your intuition to know what to do next. So I think that's a powerful message for all of us on for anything, whatever it is that you might have been thinking about. So, you know, I just want to say again, thank you so much for joining me. And it's a pleasure to have all you listening and just to be doing these shows with you. I do want to do another show Saturday. I'm not sure exactly what the topic will be, but I do want to do a show on Saturday. That's when I typically do the shows, but I was guided to do this one today on Wednesday. So, yay! Okay. And, you know, before I get to the phone call, the phone lines, you know, you guys remember that song from, like, the 70s that goes, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of." That song was really powerful right now. I highly recommend that you listen to that song because it's going to put into perspective the truth. That is what we need right now. We don't need to talk about separation. We don't need to talk about all these things like, you know, this person done this and this person's going to do that and, you know, what's going to happen. We are co-creators. Focus on love and focus on what we want the world to be. Now, if you feel guided to speak up, to take action, definitely do so, of course. But it's important to focus on that love. Okay? So, yeah. Well, I think that it's time for us to take some calls, ladies and gentlemen. And I see lots of angels are here and lots of people are calling in. So I'm really excited to be taking your calls. I got my card decks lined up. And let's get to it. All I ask is that you please tell me your name and where you're from, because all I see is a phone number, and I don't have a call screener, so it just shows me a bunch of numbers. And you're more than numbers. You're a person with feelings and a name, so we want to know who you are. Okay? So please do that. You know, I'm going to go to my first call. You're calling from area code 720. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear it.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You're so giggly. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Much needed.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I love it. Can I get your name, honey?
My name is Cassildra, and I'm calling from Denver.
Denver. Cassildra?
Yes.
Okay. That is a very unique name. Is it like a flower or something, or...?
I don't know what it is. I mean,
it sounds like, you know, like a chrysanthemum. You know, when I think of like a chrysanthemum or something, like that's what it reminds me of. Like it's almost like it could be a flower. It's very beautiful, by the way. It's a unique name. So I want to I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not sure.
But I do believe.
I do know that it came from one of my great aunties.
That explains it. Yeah. Because I think that the name, like there's power in our name, like the words, and there's a vibration to it. So that vibration, it has a very angelic kind of frequency to it, and I do feel that, and I think that's great. And it suits you very well. So I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Cassildra, you know, before I ask your questions, I want to ask you to share what you're grateful for and what brings you joy.
Family. Family is what brings me joy, just seeing everybody gathering and having a good time. Despite everything that we've been, you know, despite everything that we have been through, just showing that gratitude of just being together as family, you know, just love and having peace and just gratitude and sharing each other's thoughts and ideas, you know, and just coming together as family.
Absolutely. You know, it makes me think of that song, We Are Family, right?
Uh-huh.
I got
yes.
all my sisters and me. That's what it makes me think of. I love that song. I'm always singing, so yeah, that's just me. So thank you, Chris Sildre. I love that. I talked about family too, and I think we're all family too. We're all the Earth human family. Like, and we, even though like our skin might be different colors or we have different things on the outside, beneath the surface, we're all connected, and it's beautiful. And thank you for sharing that with us all.
Yes.
I have a card deck ready to go. And do you have a particular question you'd like to ask?
Yes, I do. I want to know
okay.
about this relationship with me, and it's uh-huh. been a lot of it's been distance. So
okay,
yeah, just trying to see which way to go with this relationship.
I see. Okay. I want to say before I draw some cards and before I do some, you know, some intuitive stuff, there's some things that are popping
yes.
in my head. First thing that popped
okay.
in my head was something about father, okay, and mother too. There's something about this, because I feel like this, and it's not really what I feel like, but I know this, that relationships that we have with our romantic wives are oftentimes reflections of our mother-father relationships. So there's things that are coming up for you to be released that are mother-father issues of some type. So whatever that is, like, you'll know exactly what I'm referring to, but there's something about that. And I think it feels to me like when things come up, it feels like you want to run away from them, but their angels are telling me to tell you to stick with the course. Like, when things get harsh or when things can get frightening, you don't like conflict. You like to avoid it. And they're saying that there's healing, that if you just embrace it and, you know, feel it and then just sort of release it. Because what's happening is that it's coming inside of you, like when there's conflict, and it's like a storm, like they're showing me lightning for some reason. And it's like, if you don't find a way to ground it, to release it, it can come out of you, and it can, like, unintentionally, like, harm people. Do you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of what I'm feeling. It's not that that's your intention is not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's almost like if you push down a spring, like, into, you know, those cans of worms, when, like, if you push it down, and you let go, and it, like, explodes in your face, it's kind of like that. It's like they're saying that there's things that you need to face, is what they're telling me, things to face. And don't avoid it. I'm just sharing with you what I'm getting. That's the first thing that popped into my head even before I drew any cards. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Is that resonating with you?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not going off the deep end here. It's like,
no, you're not.
okay. So just trust what it means for you. Now, I got a bunch of different decks of cards lined up. I'm going to ask, can I get the, you know, you asked about a relationship. Can I get the person's name, you know, if you want to share the person's name with me?
Corey.
You don't have to. Corey? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Corey. Okay. So I'm asking about Corey. You know, what I see is that there's a lot of, do you know what etheric cords are?
That's like attached, like cords that are attached,
yeah.
Well, I guess like, well, what I believe is that we all have cords that attach, I mean, to people,
absolutely.
Especially when we come in
absolutely.
Contact, maybe building a relationship with them, even whether it's temporary or long-term, you know, we might not see them, but there is that attachment. And also, sometimes with those attachments, they're also portals. So you can carry a lot of things from, you know, that through those portals, you know, from the people that you make your contact with, you know what I mean? So it can...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it,
so it sounds
yeah.
like you know what I'm saying. Yeah, there are definitely chords of love and there's chords of fear, and they're just telling me to tell you to work on cutting cords of fear from your past, and as well as anything in this particular relationship that might have been stressful or might have been not of love. That's what they're telling me. So you can work with Archangel Michael to do that. You can also, they're showing me lavender, essential oil. Lavender would be really good for helping you. I'm going to draw some cards to get some guidance here for you and Corey, and I'm asking, like, what the angels want me to know about you and Corey. Okay, we're going to see what comes up here. Okay, so this card comes out. Okay. So the card that I've drawn for you, it's Crystal is the name of the card, okay? And it says, have faith and hope because there's something positive and new on the horizon that you can't see yet. Okay. Now I was drawing cards along with that as I was talking, and all the cards are coming up about healing. Raphael comes up, which is about healing yourself, healing your relationship, healing relationships, you know, mother, father, whatever. And also healing says in order to heal your situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. And whether that's Corey or whether that's mom and dad, whoever it is, it's all about healing. Now, there's two more cards. One card says, the timing is right for your venture, and also you are protected and safe. So it seems very positive for you. It really does. It's just there's a lot of healing that's going on. There's a lot of healing. So don't feel like you have to give 100%. Like, if you feel like you need your space, if you feel like you need to just kind of go within a bit to heal and find yourself, go with what you feel guided to do. But I feel like they're saying you can give this relationship a chance, but just, confront those fears and know that you're safe. Like, you're safe. That's what I think that you needed to hear for right now, but there's a lot of healing that's going on.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it was very helpful.
You might want to just, like, go outside and release some of the things, like the fears that you're holding, whatever that is inside of you, and know that whatever you ask for, you know, you will receive it just as long as you're open to receiving that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And
you too.
It was nice talking with you, hon.
Yes, you as well. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome. You too. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So let's see. I'm going to come down. Where am I going to go here? Angels, which call should I take next? Okay. They're telling me to go to, 561 here. I'm going to go here. So, hi. Welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Can I have your name?
Yes, my first name is Jay.
Jay, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Have you called in before?
It's been a while, I think. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, well, your name sounded familiar. I don't recognize you energetically necessarily, but I like your name. Like, I think I remember a Jay. So, but thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, is it nice and warm there right now?
The temperature dropped a little bit. Well, being a Floridian, it's a little cold for us. But, you know, for everybody else, it's probably warm to them, but it's cold for us.
Okay, but I get what you mean. Yeah, yeah. I'm in California, same kind of thing. It's usually, you know, like this time of year, like during the day, it's like, you know, it's like in the 50s or so. But when I grew up in Chicago, you know, it can get down to like, you know, 10 degrees. So I'm like, I'm happy with 50, you know, I'm happy with I'll take 50 any day. Exactly. So Jay, since we're talking about the gratitude and Thanksgiving and all that, I'd like you to share something you're grateful for.
I am truly grateful and excited to be alive. I don't know, you know, and most days I can feel that, you know, when I wake up, it's just this excitement for life. And more recently, I've been doing my best to really just hone into that feeling more often, and just to make space for that feeling more often, because it was so easy to connect to that when I was a teen and I was a younger adult. And, you know, life happens, but, you know, there's just this overwhelming appreciation just to be alive, like this excitement to be alive. And I know that sounds really cliche, but...
Oh, it's awesome. It's beautiful.
That's
very powerful. It's like, and that's a good message for everyone. You know, it's interesting as you were talking, are you a swimmer by any chance, or did you like to swim back in the day?
I can't swim. I'm a little afraid to swim. I wanted to learn. That was kind of my bucket list for next year, is to learn to swim.
Okay, because like they kept showing you swimming, like, and I'm sitting here, but I'm a doodler when I'm on the phone, so I'm like drawing all these little pictures, and I'm drawing pictures of fish and water, so I'm like, okay, I'm like, I have to tell him about swimming. So there's something about swimming, and it could be because there might be like a fear of it for some reason. I think like that might be confronting your fear of some type. So I don't know if that's true, but is there a fear of it? Like, is that part somewhere there?
I do have fear of water. Yeah.
Ah. Okay. So it seems like that is a common theme in our show today, is releasing fears. And you know, you can work with Archangel Michael if you're not already, to give you strength and confidence, but also to cut cords of fear that are stopping you from moving forward with this, you know, and letting go of the things that are blocking you. So that's something to consider. I think swimming too is also an analogy for you and for us about just like floating, like just floating with it. You know, like things can come, things can go, things can be dark and heavy sometimes. But if we float and we just kind of go with the flow a little bit, like we can get through it. And I think that's something else to share with everyone as well. So you also do, you really connected with the Ascended Masters. I just want to acknowledge that. You're really connected with them. And I also see you work with Archangel Raphael a lot as well, who was the healing angel. We know that. But you could specifically connect with the Ascended Masters. And Saint Germain is really popping his head in right now. And, you know, I think I may have talked to you about this before, but it feels like you like myself, we are like ascension guides. And you're really connected with the Ascended Masters because on some other alternate version of ourselves, like we already are masters and we're like downloading all this information so we can teach other people how to do that. And that's part of your purpose. They're also showing me a cat for some reason, like a cat's popping his head in. So some type of cat. I don't feel like this cat is living though. Like I just see a cat. Like so I don't know. Like, and I'm hearing the name Iris. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely it does. Yeah.
Okay. You have to share with me because that's just I'm like, that's really popping to my head.
Yeah, there used to be this weird cat that would always follow me around, and he didn't belong to me. I don't think he belonged to anyone, but he was just always at my house, always at my front door, and he would always follow me around. He's a black cat, very beautiful black cat. And yeah, just one day I never saw it again.
Wow. Okay. And what is Iris?
I'm going to say I think that's the cat's name because I never named it.
Okay, I just popped in my head Iris or like Iris. I don't know. I'm just going with that. Maybe it could be for someone else that's listening too. I don't know. It just popped into my head. So I'm just going to share what I feel. Now, for you, Jay, I have some – I feel like I want to work with the Ascended Masters deck, and I'm also going to work with the Unicorns because that's something that I feel like guided to say. Do you have a particular thing you'd like to ask about? Or do you just want a general reading?
Yeah, I'm just really open. I'm really open. Yeah.
Okay. So I see Archangel Michael with you right now, and he's telling me to tell you these exact words. You are the light, and you are the way. Tell yourself that, and you know this in your heart. Okay, you need to hear that again. You are the light, and you are the way. And continue to tell yourself that every day, and that's something that will help you to move forward. Okay. They're showing me a lot of the violet flame. They're showing me amethyst in particular, and an amethyst wand, like a wand, a crystal, like an amethyst crystal wand that could be something really helpful for you, for healing your space, for healing others, and for putting it in your space and for using it. Because I feel like you send healing energy to places and things like that you know just feel off, and the crystal, the amethyst crystal, will help you to really transmute it in a different way. Just want to say that. So, okay, so here I got the Ascended Masters lined up, and I'm asking them to be here right now. And they're actually clearing some healing. They're clearing your heart a little bit, because you're like me. Like, you've been really affected by the energy happening right now, and it's kind of like you kind of retreated a little bit. And they're saying, like, they're clearing it. They're like just clearing your heart chakra, so that you can be more of who you're supposed to be. And like they're clearing that out of your heart. And okay, so I'm just drawing this first card on the top. And it's interesting because I drew the same card for myself the other day. And the Ascended Master is Melchizedek. And the message is a spiritual law of attraction, which says, of course, that whatever we focus on will be made manifest. But I think that that's not just for you personally. That's for everybody, because all these things that are happening is because we focused on it as a collective. Mm-hmm. These things that we're seeing in the planet and in America are because that's where energy's been. And we are going to have to be the ones that are going to guide people to focus on the brighter tomorrow, focus on the positive, focus on what we want to see. And that is just a reminder of that. That's just a reminder of that. The other card that came up, and this is weird because this is also came up with the last caller, was see the other person's point of view. Now, I feel this is coming up to say it doesn't feel romantic. It feels more like bigger. It feels like you're well aware that you're well aware of unity consciousness. You're well aware of there's no separation, but it's like a reminder again. These are all reminders for you. Like, you know, look at the other person as being in, like maybe an unhealed version of yourself. Like instead of looking as a separate kind of thing. I think that makes sense to you. The other card that showed up today, it's priorities. And it's King Solomon, and I'm particularly given a vision of a key. So something about you, like, you don't need permission. You have the key. You can open the doors when you're ready to, when you want to see it. Just focusing on your priorities. Focus on what's important for you. And there's a lot of information that's been downloaded to you. It's even coming to you right now. Like, your angels are giving you all these things. Like, right now, they're telling you all these things. So, like, you're getting it. But They're saying it's okay to slow it down. It's okay. You don't have to rush, but you do need to, like, what's your priority? What do you really want to accomplish in this lifetime, or what do you want to really accomplish with whatever it is? And I feel like there's a part of you, like, that wants a relationship, perhaps, but you feel like you don't want to necessarily put time into that because that's going to take away from your other priorities. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is it that you really desire? What is it that you really want? Maybe write it down. Maybe really put it in perspective so that you can take action towards it and say yes to whatever that is. That's what's coming through me for those cards. Okay. You there? Jay? Did I lose you? Okay, I think he got dropped. So you can always listen to it on playback, Jay. You can always listen to the archives. Sorry that our call got dropped, but I want you to know that I'm sending you lots of love and peace, and I'm going to go right to the next call. So this caller is calling from 708. I think it's my friend Rose, maybe. Hello, welcome to the show. Is this Rose?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to talk to you. See, I knew you would call in. I was like, she better call in. I was looking at the phone lights. I'm like, I didn't see your number. So, like, there she is. Yay. How are things going?
They're going. We'll just leave
they're
it at
going.
That. They're going. Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
I love your Chicago accent. Chicago.
That's because
you're
not here anymore. You don't have it.
I know. I'm hearing it. when I go home, I always hear it, and it's so awesome. I love it. So, Rose, I'd just like want you to please just first say something that you're grateful for, because it's Thanksgiving coming up. So anything you like.
I am thankful for not only my daughter, but my family. Definitely.
Perfect. Love it. And I know we're grateful for the Cubs, right? Oh, my God.
Yay. Oh, yes. I wasn't able to be there, but I was there in spirit with you and your dad.
I know. It was awesome. So thank you again for calling, and I'm glad I could help you. Do you have a particular question that you'd like to ask, or do you just want, like, a general reading?
I would like a general reading.
Okay. All right. Well, I first want to say there's a lot of things with Mom coming up right now. There's a lot of things. That's the first thing that popped into my head was Mom. And she knows, like, the things that are going on. She knows the struggles that you're having. She knows the sometimes the pain that you're going through. And, you know, like, trying her best to show you that she does hear you, that she does comfort you, that she's really there for you, you know. And I think that some of the things that you're experiencing in your life are abandonment issues, to a sense. And I think that you're really wanting to move in a different direction. You really wanted to move forward, but it's like this sense of feeling stuck, you know, like this sense of just feeling like you just don't know how to move forward, you know. And that's, so what I want to do is work with the Archangel Power Tarot cards, because these are really about giving us our sense of power, taking back our power, and helping us to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
And also, as I don't know if you remember when I was listening to the last caller, we talked about swimming. Swimming is something I think would be good for you, just being in the water.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you have been going swimming lately, but that's something that will help you. Like, being in the water just is a sense of freedom. And you can, like, let your pain go in the water. Like, the water will just clear it. And if you have a bathtub at home, by the way, filling it with sea salt. Sea salt is a great, like, transmuter of lower energies. And it helps just sort of clear you. And there's a lot of things coming up with an X, too. Like, there's something popping up with an X, like, really strongly right now. It's like this, it's really affecting you. And they're telling me to tell you that, you know what, like, let it go. Like, the past is the past. Like, you've done everything you could. You are trying your best to be the best version of yourself. And those two issues, like something with ex and Mom, those are the two issues that are really affecting you right now. And you spend a lot of energy worrying about things. Like, you worry a lot. And what worry does, worry is actually like the lowest form of energy that we could have in our lives. And it's not a judgment on you, because we all do it. But when we, especially if we have chronic worry, it physically affects our health. And it just makes us sick sometimes. And there's a really good book you could read. I don't know if you like to read, but it's called The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. And it's really all about, like, how our thoughts can create our health and can really help us. And there's a movie, too, called What the Bleep Do We Know? And it has a lot of easy-to-understand things about how, by changing our thoughts and by changing our focus on worrying and lack and limitation to health, because right now, really, you, the perfect version of you exists. You are healed. You are whole. You are complete and all these things. But sometimes we focus on the opposite of that. We focus on what's missing, what's wrong, and what's, you know, the negative things. And the more that we focus on that, it's like feeding a fire. It's like putting fuel on a fire. And we're just giving it fuel, and it's burning and burning and burning. We want to put out those fires of the self-deflating negative thinking and all those things, and put our energy into the things that make us feel good and that uplift us, and focus on how our life as we would want it to be. Is that making sense?
Oh, it's all coming together. Seriously, you have me in tears, just so you know.
Okay, that's healing. So that's not a problem. Like, let it, just feel it and let it out. And I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to be with you to help you to heal. I'm also asking Archangel Raguel to be with you. And I also see, I'm telling you, your mom is there, okay? And she's like, it's a weird image, but it's like, you know, like in a bathtub when you, like, pull the drain, boop, and, like, the water just, like, drains down. It's like they're showing me that. It's like they're pulling out a plug out of your heart or something. And it's like all this crap, like, so to speak, like negative thinking is just like draining. And it's like a much needed, just like a cleansing that's really going on with you is what I feel. And they're telling me to tell you to really remember the things that make you happy. Like, cause you have a tendency to focus on things that make you upset or make you go wrong. And there's also still some forgiveness work that needs to be done with Dad, they're telling me too. And, you know, on the other, I think both of your parents are gone, right?
Correct.
Because, like, you know, Dad is like saying, like, you know, just as much as you're being guided, that you did the best that you can, it's important to understand that he did the best that he can, and to just like let that be what it is. Because that there's just these things that are coming up about, you know, like there's this forgiveness issues that are coming up. Okay. So, you know, I'm actually going to draw some cards for you, and I'm actually also going to send you some Reiki energy right now. And anyone that's listening that would like to send Rose some healing energy to help her, and just breathe, okay? Because I'm just sending you all this healing energy, and I see all the angels right there. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to pull out any psychic debris, psychic attack, any cords of fear, and to really just help you to connect with your true self. There's a lot of golden energy pouring into you right now, and it's like you're filling up with gold, which is your true self, your true highest self. Good. And they're putting you in like this, I see like this image of a mother rocking her child. Like there's this beautiful sense of like you're cradled, like you're loved, you're a child of God, you're a child, like, and you're never separated from this. And Archangel Raphael is right there, like, healing you. And Dad is there too, like, and really helping you to heal, to forgive, and just like they're just clearing out all this stuff. And they're showing you images of when you were happy, when you were a child, when you were things that bring you joy. Focus on those things. Let that lift you up. Let that be the joy, the inspiration that guides you. And of course, like, obviously the baseball, the Cubs, like, of course that brings you happiness too, but like just those things that lift you up, you know, like anything, like give that your energy right now. That's needed, you know, and say no to what you don't want. Close those doors on those things that are blocking you. Okay. So I feel like that was really releasing for you. I feel like, you know, in the next coming hours and days, you really want to just be gentle with yourself, drink lots of water, you know, take it easy, because there's going to be like healing that's happening, okay? And you are actually a healer yourself. You don't give yourself credit for that, but you really are. Like, you're one of those that does so much more for other people than you do for yourself. And it's like, again, it's like, do some things for yourself every once in a while. It's okay. You know, give yourself a manicure or a pedicure or whatever. You know, get a massage or do those things that make you happy, that bring you joy, because you deserve that. You know, and then start telling yourself that you deserve good things. Start telling yourself that. And say no to what you don't want. And be firm about it. Say, no, I don't deserve that. That's really what they're telling me. It's like you're saying no to what you don't want. Okay, so I got some cards here. I'm first going to draw a message from Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, what healing messages do you have for Rose here? This card comes out right away. Okay, so this says, call upon Raphael for help. Okay, and I think that's important, because I felt that you can reach out to the angels. You don't have to have, you know, some special thing. You can just say it. You can think it. Archangel Raphael will be there. The thing is, we have free will, and the angels respect our free will. They give us the choices to make for ourselves unless we reach out and ask. So you should reach out to Raphael more often. Just ask him to be there to help you heal, to be with you, your daughter, your whole situation, to bring healing. And I think you try your best to reach out, and he's telling me that the angels are hearing you. But just trust it, you know, trust that it is being heard. Trust it. And even though it doesn't seem like things aren't being answered, things are working out in the best that they possibly can. And that's what they're telling me to tell you. Okay. So I got this Archangel Power Tarot card, which are about giving us strength and power. So, okay, so here we are. What messages do we have for Rose right now to give her strength and courage to help her to move forward so she can move past any hurdles? So there's two cards. Nope, three actually. It's stuck together. So there's a couple of cards here. It's interesting. Two of the cards are from Michael, which Michael is the angel of courage and strength. But I'm really drawn to this card, which is the Four of Raphael, because it shows a picture of a little girl on a beach, and she's like collecting seashells. And there's these dragonflies around her. And who is in the distance watching over her but Raphael? So it's like this sense of you reconnecting with the things from a childhood that brought you joy. Whether, could that be anything, you know, whether it's collecting seashells or, you know, My Little Pony or, you know, whatever it is, Saturday morning cartoons, whatever, something that connects you with joy. There's lots of things in your life that you can be grateful for and bring that forth right now. So the Michael cards are about, the first one says, you can be free. Make a choice, a courageous choice, to change your situation. And it shows a girl that's like standing at a gate, the gate's wide open, and she's about to walk through this gate like, here I am, I'm free. That's where you are. Like, you can stand up through this. You can move forward through this. And, you know, like, and instead of focusing on the worst possible scenario, focus on the positive. You know, you being healthy, you walking, you doing all these healthy things, like, that's what they're showing me, okay? Don't give your energy to the worst possible scenarios, okay? The other card is the Seven of Michael, which says, there is a better course of action available to you right now. Look at all the details. It shows a person in a forest, and there's two paths. One path is all, like, lit up and sunny and bright. The other path is dark and scary. And Archangel Michael is guiding this person towards the light, towards the bright path, but this person may be going towards a darker path. Darker not in a sense of evil, but darker like the confusing way. And they're showing you there's another way here. There's another way.
Okay.
Okay. One of the things, too, is your diet, I feel like. How is your diet? Like, are you, like, eating healthy?
I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm unable to keep food and drink down.
I see. You've cut out alcohol, right, out of your diet?
Oh, yeah, I haven't. It's been months.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. Anything else? Do you have a gluten allergy or gluten sensitivity?
I don't know. That's the next step to be tested.
Okay. That's something to consider, because that's like what popped into my head. I feel like whole grains are really good for you, like healthy whole grains for some reason. I'm not a medical doctor, you know, obviously, so trust what your doctor says.
Right.
But it's just something that you can ask your doctor about, like, is whole grains, how that would work for you. And they're also showing me bicycling, like getting exercise on a bicycle. That's just some easy thing that you can do. It doesn't require a lot of strain, and you can exercise your legs, and you can get the circulation going, along with the swimming. Like, the swimming is good, too. And they're telling me, too, that I feel like the people that you work with, like, there's a lot of negativity around you sometimes, you know? And it's not your job to fix them. It's not your job to try to make them be a certain way. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how else to put it, but that's kind of what I feel. It's like, I think that it affects you personally a lot, and it boils up. Like, you want to lash out at some people sometimes, but it's like, you're like, no, I'm past that. I can't be angry. I think it's important for you to just avoid these situations altogether and not even get involved with them. And, in particular, it feels like women. It doesn't feel like it's guys. It feels like there's like jealousy about or some type. I don't know what it is, but I just kind of, they're saying just like avoid it. Like, you're past that, you know. It's like, that's just like drama. You don't need that in your life, you know. It's like that, you know, it's that Mary J. Blige song, No More Drama in My Life. Like, yeah, that song. Exactly. No, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Is there anything else that, like, I can help you with today, Rose?
No, actually, I honestly think you like hit everything on the head. I mean, I literally, you have me in tears. But everything you said is literally on the head. Wow.
Well, what's going on right now is that you're releasing a lot of stuff, and your faith is really being tested. Like you know, it's like you've been asking. You are just trying. Your faith is being tested. That's all I really can say. It's like, you know, and your patience is being tested, and all those things, and you know, all I could go on about it. But I want to let's do this too. I feel like this is something. I'm going to draw you a card from the Romance Angels, because I think that, I don't know, I just feel like this is something that might be uplifting for you. And because I see a lot of cherubs around you too. So, okay, so the card that comes out, it says, let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. So that's not just for your life, obviously, but romantic issues. Let your friends help you. Let your friends, or just even go out with your friends, like to like feel happy, you know, whatever that could be. But that's the card that I drew from that deck for you. And again, don't be afraid to say no to the things that don't work, things that you're past, that you moved past. You know, it's kind of what I'm feeling for today.
Well, I appreciate it all.
Absolutely,
I really do.
So stay on the line, because I'm going to have like a meditation at the end of the show where we're going to just kind of clear
absolutely.
Our fears away and stuff. So I don't want you to miss that. And you can listen in for I'll have you on hold, but you'll still be there listening. Okay.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Dan and the family.
Oh yeah. Same to you. Same to you. And it's good to talk to you, and lots of love and
yes,
happiness.
Lots of love. I miss you. Next time you come in, I have to see you.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't get to see you when I was in Chicago, but, Dad and I were spending a lot of time together, so it was really bonding with me and Dad, so it was good.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, he was in tears, so.
I saw it. He was on the news. I saw him.
I know he was, yeah. All right, Rose.
All right, have
okay,
a good night.
You.
Thank you so very much.
Okay.
All right, love you.
No problem. Bye-bye. Okay, I have so many people that are calling, and I'm so grateful. Where do I want me to go next, Angels? Let's go to 815. I feel like that's the call that should be next here. I think he's on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hi, this is Cheryl from Chicago.
Hi, Cheryl. Yeah, I know. So, well,
Chicago.
My last caller was, she's from Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
I know.
Chicago time here.
This is the night for Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. So. What's going on, Cheryl?
Nothing. I actually emailed you about the song.
Yeah.
So just jog your memory.
Yeah. I thought it sounded familiar. Yeah, I think I emailed you back about it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay.
And it's been
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about what we're grateful for and gratitude. So, would you mind sharing with everybody something you're grateful for?
Sure. And it just happened today that my son, I've known about it. It's an unexpected pregnancy. But yes. But today,
congrats.
I got to see pictures of the ultrasound. So it's all, you know, it's all good. I'm grateful, you know, for this. Even though he's
that's
far
great
away.
News.
So I feel sad that I'm not there, but yeah. So
now,
yeah,
is this your will this be your first grandchild?
No, this will be my second.
Oh, it'll be your second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
that's
you.
Really exciting
thank
news.
You.
And
yes,
always positive things to hear about. So that's something great to
right.
And now in this day and age, you know, with Facebook,
course,
and,
but yeah, yeah.
But it's a blessing though. You know,
yes.
it's definitely a blessing. And
right.
Seems like it came at the right time for you. So that's great, Cheryl. You know, I have the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins lined up for you. Some can I draw some cards for you?
sure.
Okay. Because I feel like there's something about these cards. These cards are great because these are about, like, manifesting things, manifesting your dreams, manifesting life purpose. And I feel like that's really going to help you right now. So I'm going to just see what the angels and the unicorns and the mermaids, what do they want you to know right now? So let's see. What does Cheryl need to know right now? Oh, this one right away. Oop, and one jumped out. Okay, so there's two cards here. One card that came out, it says healing heart. Now, this is really interesting because it seems like the whole theme of today has been about letting go of fears and healing. So this is about healing. And what's interesting is that there's a picture of, like, a mother and, like, a child that's swimming in water. So here's this swimming again. There's water. It seems to be coming up. So they're swimming. But the message on it says, you are a healer. Keep up the great work. So there's healing work that's been you've been doing on yourself. Like, you're ready for the next thing. There's a lot of healing work that's gone on. And the card is like a very tropical theme. So I don't know if you were in a tropical place recently or something, but I just get this sense of, like, just like a peace with you. There's like a really sense, like, you know, like you're laying on the beach in Hawaii and there's just this, like, peaceful energy. That's where you are in your life. And the connection in this card between mother and child, I think, is really helpful too, because that's healing that's going on as well. So that's just the first card that comes up. Now, the other card, it's about exploring your options. And what's interesting again is that there's this little mermaid that's swimming in the water. And what I really get the sense of, though, like, if you could see the card, if this mermaid didn't keep swimming, she would just, like, float away with the current. So it could feel sometimes for you and for many of our listeners that things are happening very fast, and there's a lot of, like, harsh energy, oh, my God, oh, my God. But if we just keep swimming, like Dory, right, just keep swimming, right, just keep swimming.
Go with the flow.
Keep swimming, like, you know, out with the old, in with the new. You know, have you ever stood on the beach and watch the ocean or the lake, you know, watch the waves just come in and out. Have you just sat and watched that?
Yeah.
There's something about that, like just this sense of, like, coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out. It's like breath. And that's how life is. It's this flow. And that's what I feel is, if you just go with the flow here and just flow with it, you're really going to be in a better place than you already are in. You're in a good place already, but this is going to be even better. And they're telling me to tell you tomorrow at Thanksgiving to really, really focus on the gratitude part of it. Really, really focus on that. Count your blessings. They keep telling me to tell you that because there's been a lot of things. The more you focus on these blessings, you're going to have so much more come back to you in return, like tenfold, they're telling me. So that's what they wanted me to share with you. Those are those two cards. I also want to draw a card from the unicorns, okay? So I'm going to grab that deck. And let's see, what do we want Cheryl to know right now? Oh, this one. Okay. Practice. So it says the best way to be good at a skill is to practice it. Practice. So have you been wanting to go in another direction maybe, or try a new thing?
I'm trying a new job, and it's in a health food store. And so I'm learning, like, all this information is just coming at
that
me, and I'm trying to learn it all and absorb it all. Yes. So I think maybe that's it.
Yeah, it's just saying practice your skills until you get good at it. It shows a picture of a unicorn that's on its hind legs, like it practiced so long to be able to do that, like, you know, it takes some time. There's also pictures of, like, musicians who are practicing. Just practice. And also practice your spiritual skills. Because you do have healing abilities, I feel. Like, you heal people through kind words. You heal people through kindness. I really do feel like that way. And at the store you're in, you know, your customers, if there's customers there, or just when you're walking down the street, you're such a kind person. And I think that that's one of your gifts, that's one of your strengths, and that's really going to help a lot of people in the upcoming days. It's just that those kind words, those kind things that you do, and they're just so timely, and they're just so perfect, and it's just so beautiful, and it just it warms my heart, and I'm sure you're feeling that as well. So they just want to acknowledge that.
That's nice. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see. Is there anything else that you might need help with?
Well, my sister's having a rough time. Sister Pam, I don't know if you have anything. I don't want to get into depth over it, but
okay.
Anything came to your mind? But...
They want me to draw a card from this other deck here. These are my regular Angel Tarot cards, and these will give me some messages for Pam here, so you can share this with your sister. So my question for the angels is, what do we want Cheryl to know to help Pam at this moment?
Exactly.
Can we ask? That's what I'm going to ask. Okay. So there's a couple of cards that come out here. One, it's the Queen of Fire, which is really about stretching your wings and flying and not underestimating, asserting independence and creativity. So it seems like, I get the sense that Pam is like, wants to spread her wings and fly, but maybe needs like motivation to do it, you know? And this is a picture of like the phoenix rising in this card, which is like burning up the passion inside of her, finding the things she's passionate about, and also getting in touch with her inner goddess, her feminine, her divine feminine self, and remembering that and not forgetting that part of herself. The other card that I chose, that I picked, was the King of Water. So it's interesting that one's a king and one's a queen, because this is like the balance between masculine and feminine. I feel like she's been really in touch with her masculine side. You know, all of us, male and female, we have both aspects in us. We have the feminine, which is the nurturing, opening, like receptive side. Then we have the masculine, which is like the outgoing, like forward driving. I feel like she's been really in touch with that masculine side, like really like action-oriented, like, you know, like go, 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 move, forward. And she's getting the sense, the feeling that she needs to slow it down, that she needs to be in touch with her feminine self, her receptive self, and really connect with that a little bit. Is she like a single mom or something?
She just became a single mom.
Okay. Because that's what I get, because that's that masculine energy. Is like, you know, the one who has to run everything, the one who has to control everything. You know, the male, typical male figure, right? Typically, traditionally, we think of the male running the household, that, you know, that energy, so to speak. She needs to balance that out with the feminine. She needs to be the receptive one. She needs to be the emotional one. She needs to be that for the children and for herself. That's what I'm being guided. The picture says, open your heart and mind to those around you, and this is for her. So, you know, like, I think the message came through. I think that's just what I felt. There's one more card that says happy outcome, brilliant new ideas.
Okay.
You know what? I also want to do a healing message for you and for her, because I feel Pam, or her name's Pam. Your name's not Pam. I'm sorry.
No,
Cheryl. Okay. I feel like you could send healing energy to her. You can actually... You don't need to be trained in this. You can actually just imagine that you're putting your hands up and that you're like, she's in front of you and you're wrapping her in this beautiful golden healing energy. You can do that. Like, you really, really can. So whenever you feel guided to do that, do it. And if you feel guided to visit her, definitely do that too. I'm sure she would appreciate that. That's just what they're telling me. There's one more card I want to give you, the message of healing. And this is about healthy eating, saying organic foods. That's interesting. That's for both of you, because you're saying you work in a healthy eating shop, but also for her, like maybe you have some food or something you can give her. Like, I don't know, like maybe you feel guided. Oh, maybe she would want this kind of particular food or something. Also for her children too, you know, healthy eating would really help benefit them, I feel like, as well. So that's the last kind of message that I'm getting for today. Let me see if there's anything else.
That's right.
They're also telling me to tell you not to quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. And the quit also has to do with smoking. You quit smoking, right?
I haven't smoked for probably 30 years.
But they're telling me that, like, quit, like, the quit smoking, not that you're doing it, but they're, like, saying, yeah, it's, like, a really good decision. So the reason they're bringing that up, it has to do with perseverance, like, not giving up. That's what that same energy for you. And that is that same energy you have is going to push you forward to the next step in your life. I feel like really, really good energy, like, coming your way, really good things. Like, you're in a good space in your life. Yeah, it feels really positive. And, you know, you're keeping the light, which is awesome. And I thank you for that. And I'm thankful for sharing this space with you. And I really do appreciate the times that we've shared.
Yes, thank you. I love listening to you, and I'm just so glad to hear you back on.
I know, I'm happy to be on too. Like, I just kind of got this push that, you know what, I need to be doing these shows, and I'm back. So I'll be honest, I was kind of, I got busy with work, and I got kind of into a little slump, but that's gone, and I'm back. So I'm not going to focus on the negative, positive.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And
well,
let's get an amen to that. Hold on. There we go. All right. Thank you, Cheryl. So I really appreciate you, and lots of love. And I'm going to do a quick meditation here for all my callers and listeners.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put on some relaxing music, and we're going to do a meditation. We're going to join together. And it's going to help us through tonight and through the next coming days. And you can just enjoy it. You can listen to it again if you listen to it back on playback. By the way, all my shows are on archives. If you're new to my show, they're all available through Blog Talk Radio, Ascension Magic, blogtalkradio.com/Ascension Magic. And you can find them all there. They go back a few years, so just throwing that out there in case you want to venture into some different things. So let's get to it. I'm going to hold a crystal in my hand. Let's see, it's an amethyst. And we're going to put on some music. So here we go. Let us do it. Where's the music? Here it goes. So just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. And relax. You are being guided right now by angels, ascended masters, loved ones, animals, and guides. This is truly a time to remember, to forgive, show gratitude for all that we have been given, for all that we are. We are love. Say that to yourself now. I am light. I am love. I am light. I am love. I am light. I am love. I am whole. I am complete. I am happy. I am beautiful. I am full of the divine light and love of God in every cell and every tissue of my body is shining and shimmering beautiful diamond white light, sparkling like the magnificent crystalline beautiful body that I am. And now we go deep within ourselves. We find anything that needs to be released, and we're just going to put it out into the ocean on a little, like a lily pad, and we're going to push that out into the water so it's floating out as far as we can see. We say bye. going out to the horizon, but we can't see it anymore, and then it's gone. Feeling free, feeling liberated. Anything that's not working in our lives. We ask Archangel Michael now to be with us. Be with every one of us on this call, everyone that's listening. Give us strength. Give us courage. Move forward in our life. Let go of limitation. Let go of lack. Fear, worry, separation, and loneliness. We ask him now to surround us in a beautiful cobalt blue, like shimmering cobalt blue around every part of us. And what that's going to do is reflect away all negative energy. It's going to transmute the space around us, in our homes, in our minds, in our bodies, in our workplace. Extend it out now into the neighborhood that you live in, around the planet, dissipating the fear that exists. There's a great deal of fear right now. We know that by focusing on fear, it only creates more. So we focus on love. We focus on the planet as we'd like to see it. We focus on unity. We focus on love. We focus on peace. We focus on healing. We focus on love. We climb the stairs of ascension all the way to the top, and we're standing at the top looking down at a new world, a peaceful world, a loving world, full of strength, full of courage. And Archangel Ariel's there with the lion, giving us the courage and strength to roar at anything that faces us. We are strong, we are strength, and we will rise up above any challenge. And now the violet flame burns up inside anything that needs to be released, anything that is limiting, that does not serve us. It is being transmuted and released in the violet fire. Feel the heat burning up inside of you. Feel it all letting go, releasing and just dropping to the ground, clearing away. And now this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful halo is over your head. And a beautiful shimmering golden white light is absorbing in your body, over the planet, over your loved one, and over our coming day. Angel Michael, please cut the cords of fear that are holding us back. Please come with your sword of light and with your shield of light and protect us. Please be with us through the coming days. Help us to ride strongly as a knight, moving through chaos with strength and courage. Now we're all just going to take in a deep breath of white light and release. A few more times. Breathe in light and release. More time. And release. You are strength. You are courage. You are love. You are not your past. You are the present and future with love. And you will rise up. Strength and courage. So it is. Awesome. It's a great meditation. You might want to sit with this a little bit. You know, when I do that, it's whatever comes into my mind, whatever images I see, whatever I feel guided to say, I just say it. And I feel this really strong sense of people moving forward. Like, you're not stuck anymore. You're past this. Clear the gunk out, you know? Move past it. Don't need it. Don't want it. Gone. Right? And the violet flame, by the way, is really powerful. If you don't know about that, you can Google it. In fact, I might even put a meditation on my YouTube, on my Facebook page about it for us. And the violet flame is just a meditation that transmutes limiting beliefs, transmutes old things. And we sort of did it today, but there's a more powerful one you can do. So that's just something to consider. I get these images, too, of us riding on horses. Like, we're knights in shining armor. We're, like, leading the way. We're, like, going to move forward through this. So it might seem dreary that there might be this sense of impending doom, but we will not let it overtake us. We will be strong. I know this. And I really do believe in all of you, and I have lots of love for you. And if you have not found me on Facebook, by the way, you can find me at facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I oftentimes will post positive things that will uplift you. I sometimes will do readings on there as well. You can also check out my website, ascensionmagic.com, and on there you can find out information to get a reading from me, as well as some other services that I provide. And again, you know, I am an ascension guide, a being of light and love and inspiration, and I hope that this show today has brought you a center of peace. That was my intention. It's all about intention. You know, I don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. I just know the angels will make it happen. That's how you move forward in your life. Miracles can happen. You don't have to worry about how. Just intend for it to be, and it must be made manifest. Okay? So I want you to know that through Thanksgiving and beyond, I'm sending you lots of love. I'm holding the torch of light for you, that you may have a bright and shining time with your family, with your loved ones, through all the holidays. And again, check out my old shows on the archives. I also will be doing a show on Saturday. I have no idea what the topic will be, but I think it will be something like this, where I do readings. And I would like to get back into that again. And I'm sure there will also be some events coming up eventually as well. Possibly my own tarot deck I will be making one day. I think so. So definitely, I hope that you will enjoy that. It's going to, one day, I don't know exactly what it will be, but I kind of get this sense that's coming. And I know I need to get back there and start writing some more stuff on Facebook, so I'll be getting back there again. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and know that all is well. And again, it's when times seem their darkest that we know that the light is right around the corner, right? It's always darkest before the dawn. So don't forget that. Okay, let that lift you up to these coming days. And just please know that I do love you, and we're all in this together. There's no separation. And we're going to end it with a little bit of love.